Hello, this is Alexander K., matchmaker and co-founder of matchmaking agency MyColombianWife.com. Today's topic is why you shouldn't travel to Colombia by yourself if you're looking for a Colombian wife. So first of all, the safety situation in Colombia, okay? Safety situation in Colombia has improved throughout the years. Now it's a little bit safer to travel there than before. But Colombia is still a third world country, okay? There are certain risks involved in visiting Colombia. Colombia, the government of Colombia has published some tourist campaigns about videos saying that the only risk is wanting to stay in and all that. In reality, they are showing, they're not informing their tourists enough about the risks, in my opinion. So one group of tourists are men looking for Colombian women, yes? And what most guys do, they try to research information by themselves in the internet. On Colombian women, on the safety situation in Colombia and all that, and websites that pop up when they're looking for information regarding Colombian women. Most websites that pop up, they're written by affiliates of popular Latin women dating websites, okay? So these dating websites only write very positively about Colombia and that Colombian women are very easy and Colombia is absolutely safe to visit and all that. But that's not true. They just write that in order to make you visit, in order to make you buy their memberships. That's the only thing they care about. So they don't care about what will happen to the guys when they get into the wrong neighborhoods in Colombia, what happens when they get in contact with the wrong women. So basically, these are the two main dangers. Getting into the wrong neighborhoods, the wrong areas, and getting in contact with the wrong kind of Colombian women. Okay, so first of all, well, you have to know, obviously, not all men are interested in the serious relationship with Colombian women or marriage, okay? Most tourists that go to Medellin, they are basically sex tourists. They are not looking for a serious relationship. But there's a percentage of men that go there that have read the articles in the internet, that have seen the YouTube videos, that have seen attractive women. They are standing around in the street in Medellin and they just fly there to look out for women, okay? But they are seriously interested in finding a wife there. So the thing is, so if you are not looking for a serious relationship, okay, you can go to Medellin, you can have your fun, and it doesn't really matter if you like stay away from the dangerous areas. You really have to research that. Like, in Medellin, basically, there's only like one neighborhood called El Poblado where foreign tourists can stay. Can walk around and you can be more or less safe there and you can get to what you're looking for, huh? But speaking about Colombia, now there's also some risks involved that risks that you don't have in the United States or in Europe. For instance, street crime is very high. Mobile theft is very high. Well, there are thousands of mobiles stolen every day in Colombia. There are motorcycles, gangs, specialized on mobile theft. And there are also gangs that are focused on foreign tourists. Yes. So this is something you should know. And well, I've heard so many stories of American tourists that go there to Colombia, and then when they get robbed, when their mobile gets robbed, they resist, and this is very dangerous. You really have to know how to behave there and where not to go. And like, in speaking of Medellin, there are so many red areas in Medellin where you cannot go there as a tourist, as an American tourist. These are absolutely no-go areas, but no one talks about that. And you also you cannot behave in a certain manner. Yeah? You have to be very, very careful, and because Colombia has these risks, like starting. You cannot get into any taxi in Colombia. When you arrive there at the airport, you cannot just take any taxi because it's not safe. This is where it starts. Like, our clients, we pick them up from the airport, take them to their hotel, and then a tour guide will stay with them all the time. Of course, we recommend our clients hotels in very safe areas. Like in Bogota in fact is the safest city in Colombia. It's the safest city because there are several areas where tourists can stay. In Medellin it's pretty much just one area, El Poblado, and in Bogota there are several areas where you can stay. But you really have to know which areas are safe and which areas are not. And there's not much information out there. For instance, of course, what most guys do when they want to travel to Colombia, just any country, they use websites like booking.com. They type in their travel dates, type in Bogota, and there are, you know, many neighborhoods pop up, but not all neighborhoods are safe to visit. For instance, here, like Fontibón is in a neighborhood close to the airport. This is not a recommendable area for an American tourist to stay. Of course, like most tourists, they book hotels close to the airport. It's a very normal, common thing to do. But in a city like Bogota, you cannot do this because you cannot get even out of your hotel because you can get robbed. In Colombia, there are social classes. A city like Bogota, the capital, is divided into social classes, starting from they are called estratos, strato 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the lowest social classes live in strato 1 and 2, yes? So many of these neighborhoods that pop up here at the booking.com search of Fontibón, Engativá, Candelaria, and so on, Bosa. These are areas where it's absolutely... where you shouldn't book your hotel in, to say yes. So that's one of the reasons why you shouldn't fly to Colombia by yourself, because you can book your hotel in an area which is unsafe, yes. Of course, if you become a member here, we will help you to book a 3 to 5 star American Standard hotel for... they are not so expensive in Bogota, by the way. They only cost about, they start at $30 or $40 per night, okay? Well, and if you travel to Colombia with us, as mentioned, we will pick you up from the airport, take you to your hotel, The hotel will be in a safe area, and there will always be a tour guide around you. And nothing ever happened to our clients in the last 8 years. Yes, you hear many stories in the internet that guys get robbed because, well, as mentioned, they just don't know where they should not go, what they shouldn't do. As mentioned before, you cannot walk around with your cell phone in Colombia, or you cannot, or video camera, or. And you have to. There are some safety precautions you have to consider. Yes. Okay, but I don't want to scare anyone off about visiting Colombia. It's a very beautiful country. Bogota, it's a very interesting city to visit, and very worthwhile to visit this country, especially for the women. Yeah, it can be very rewarding visiting this country. But you have to be informed that it's not completely safe. Well, many guys, they cannot imagine how it is. Yes, because it is really the third world. Yes. Well, so we talked about the safety situation in Colombia. The second danger are Colombian women themselves. Okay, there are some Colombian women that are scammers. They pretend to be someone else. What most guys do, they join the dating sites like Latin American Cupid or so. And they talk to one woman. And this woman is showing interest in them. In many cases, a much younger woman and very attractive woman. Yes, and this woman is telling them that, well, that she is a lawyer, or, well, in most cases, they have very respectable professions like lawyers or architects, and they pretend to be like very rich and not poor, yes, to say the least. And they talk to these guys every day. They show themselves on video chat and, well, faking some kind of interest in them, some kind of genuine interest. So some of these guys think that they're already in some kind of relationship, okay? The idea of these women is, well, there are like two groups. There are one group that after a couple of weeks or months, they will ask you for money, but not directly. They will come up with some kind of story, like their grandmother is in the hospital and she needs money for that. It's something like that. Or she continues pretending to be this very wealthy, respectable, good girl, when in reality she isn't, and makes you come to Colombia to visit her. And then, when you are in the country, you find out that she's only interested in money. Yeah, because she will come up with some story to ask you for some money. As I've said, like most guys on Colombian Cupid, really the vast, vast majority, they end up with these kind of Colombian scammer women. I've talked with so many guys in the last 8 years, and the only experience they've had on these monthly dating sites were the same. They always ended up with the wrong kind of women, and then they have been scammed, and they have wasted many trips. Many of these guys have tried Well, they have visited to Colombia by themselves many times, 5 times to 10 times. And they all went to Medellin, of course. Medellin, I have to say, if you're seriously looking like for wife material, it is not the best place to visit. I'm not saying that there are no serious women there, but it's not the best place to visit because there are so many unserious women there and prostitutes. So, as I've said, Medellin is one of the sex tourism hotspots in Colombia. And many women have adapted to this. So there are many prostitutes charging the foreign tourists much higher prices than local tourists. Like, let's say, 5 to 10 times more than what a local would pay. Yes. And there are other kinds. Well, many women just want to party and, you know, they just want some money, some financial support, you know. So, you know, as you know, we think that not all Colombian women are suitable for a serious relationship, yes, or not to mention marriage, okay. So, in our opinion, really, Bogota is the best place to look out for wife material, yes. So, well, as I said, what most guys do, they use these dating sites and they talk to one woman for months and months and months until they feel ready to visit her in her country, yes. And then, as I always say, meeting a girl online is one thing. But meeting her in real life is a whole different thing, especially if this person pretends to be someone else online, yes. It also happened to me when I was younger, where I met women over the internet. I had a very good connection online, and I met them, and there was just no chemistry there. It's a totally normal thing. The only thing that counts, really, meeting a person in real life, you can see if you have a chemistry, how the person is, how if you are compatible, yes. So most of these guys, they fly to Colombia just because of one woman, which is normal, okay. But chances are very high that your trip will be wasted. You know, as I've said, I've talked to so many guys that have made so many Colombia trips, and they didn't get anything out of this, because, well, the guidance and professional guidance and support is really, really indispensable when it comes to Colombian women. Yes, the dating scene there, it's not like the in the US, where you can you know what you're getting into, you know the women, and you can use Tinder. And it is not a first world country. It is not the US. In a country like Colombia, you cannot use Tinder like that. You know, because in Colombia, it's not so common to use Tinder, and most Colombian women that use Tinder are prostitutes to promote their services. Well, many guys will know what I'm talking about. Because, of course, if a woman has to have a membership on Tinder in order to see the likes she's getting, yes, but the only women in Colombia that can afford a membership at Tinder are prostitutes, yes. So this is not a good idea, and the chances are also so high that you will end up with the wrong kind of Colombian women if you're really seeking for wife material there. So, what we guarantee you when you become a member here, we guarantee you that your trip will not be wasted. And we also guarantee you your safety during your stay in Colombia. The safety of our clients is our highest priority. We treat our clients, my clients as if I would go to Colombia by myself. If I go to Colombia, I will be picked up from the airport, it will be taken to the hotel and so on. And so the safety is a very, very important issue in Colombia. So, if not, you're risking your life, basically, yeah? So, if you become a member here, if you travel to Colombia with us, we guarantee you that your trip will not be wasted, because you will not only meet one woman, you will meet not two, not three, not four, not five, but at least six. Not random women, not just random women. You will meet women that have seen your photos, all your personal information, your introduction letter, and that are seriously interested in meeting you, and that see you as a potential candidate for marriage. Yes? So that's why the chances are so much higher if you come to Colombia with us, that your trip will not be wasted, and we guarantee you that you will meet some potential candidates for marriage. Okay? So, as I always say, like, if you're interested, you can book this free and unbinding consultation with me. We can get to know each other. You can tell me about your expectations, your criteria, and yeah, we can see if the service would be a good fit for you. Yes, and yeah, if you're interested in that and in finding out more, if you're interested in meeting potential women for marriage in a safe environment in Colombia, please contact me by clicking at the link in the description below, and we will get in contact with you as soon as possible. Okay, thanks for listening, and well, see you soon.